From the Environment Report at Michigan Radio, I'm Rebecca Williams. PFAS chemicals have contaminated water in 35 places around Michigan. The chemicals are used to make a lot of products stain and water resistant. They've been used in several industries and in firefighting foam. Michigan residents are wondering what it could mean for their health if they've been exposed. Linda Kolich and her family are living on bottled water. They can't drink from their tap.
I have never had this amount of anxiety. This anxiety from the water is huge.
They live in Cooper Township, near Parchment. It's a city near Kalamazoo. This summer, water tests showed high levels of PFAS chemicals in Parchment's city water. State officials say they suspect operations at an old paper mill contaminated the city's well. The Kolich family's not on city water. They're on a private well. But state officials are investigating to see how far the contamination has spread beyond the city.
And we were drinking out of the tap because it was well water. We thought it was fine, and now we're not sure.
And that means the state is paying for the Kolich's bottled water while they wait for answers.
This is our 5-gallon water jug, and I'm putting it into the biggest Tupperware container that I have. And then I put a colander into the bowl of water, and I kind of swish it around.
Kolich says they cook everything with bottled water. They brush their teeth with it. Linda and her husband Greg adopted a daughter together. Renee is 5.
I only drink in a water bottle.
Renee's been jumping on the trampoline outside. She comes in and she pours herself a little cup of water from the jug.
I could need another drink.
You might need another drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
After this, I might need one more. I do get thirsty.
State health officials are aware that people are worried. Dr. Eden Wells is the chief medical executive for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
We've seen in certain populations that have been exposed to levels of PFAS, higher levels of kidney cancer, testicular cancer, liver abnormalities, mainly in the blood tests, cholesterol abnormalities, again in the blood tests. We're beginning to see also impacts on the immune system, particularly in children, even higher rates of asthma than would be expected.
She says the state has been talking to doctors, telling them what to say to their patients if they've been exposed to PFAS in their drinking water.
To monitor overall health, to monitor especially issues around immune system, kidney function, thyroid is another one, you know, liver.
Some people who have been drinking contaminated water have gotten their blood tested. But Wells says we don't yet know what those test results mean for a person's health. Most of us have some level of PFAS chemicals in our blood. We get exposed to these chemicals in a number of ways.
In communities that have contaminated drinking water, then that can easily overwhelm all the other sources.
Elsie Sunderland is a professor of environmental chemistry at Harvard University. She says some fish can be contaminated. The chemicals are in food packaging and in our carpets, and the chemicals can get into dust in our homes. State officials say it's safe to shower in water contaminated with PFAS chemicals. Sunderland says she agrees showers are not a big concern.
Dermal contact is thought, you know, sort of direct uptake through skin is thought to be quite small. But, you know, there's not a lot of data to support that yet, so I think we need a little bit of additional work to confirm that that's true.
She says there are several ways to reduce your exposure. If your drinking water is contaminated, you can install a reverse osmosis or granular activated carbon filter. Sunderland says you can vacuum your carpet often and wash your hands before you eat. Back in the Kolich's kitchen, Linda says she just wants her well tested so she can get some answers. She wonders what it could mean if their well water is contaminated.
I'm worried about my daughter. I wonder what health issues it could bring to her life. I mixed her formula with this water. It's scary. And I think about this all the time.
For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams, Michigan Radio News.